Hi guys, it's Butterfly. So today I'm going to answer Simon Says questionnaire for women who squirt. And I figured, what better time to answer it than after I just got done experiencing it. Yes, you guys are listening to me right now after a squirting orgasm. These questions look pretty fun, so here I go. One, when and how did you discover that you're able to squirt? What was your reaction when you squirted for the first time? So, the first time that I discovered that I was able to squirt was maybe about 9 years ago. I remember I was home alone and I was on the couch masturbating and I was lying flat on my stomach and I was rubbing my clit really fast, really hard. In that pressure, something about the position that I was in kind of, and not only the position that I was in, but the amount of time that I had been masturbating was a bit longer than usual. Back then, I really was just starting to find out what I liked. And I didn't usually masturbate for long. Usually it was 5 to 10 minutes, and sometimes it was enough for me and sometimes it wasn't. But this particular time, I'd given myself a lot of time and I'd been doing it for like 30 or 40 minutes. And I was going and going, the pressure was building, and I remember I started feeling like I was just going to pee, but what ended up happening was this one quick spurt came out, this spurt of something came out of me, and then I just tensed all of my muscles up and tensed my pelvic muscles to make it stop so I wouldn't do it anymore. Because I, for some reason, I just kind of intrinsically knew that if I didn't tense up to make myself stop, it was just going to keep going. So I made myself stop, and then I, like, jumped up and looked down, and I saw this wet spot on the couch. And I got so scared, I just flipped the couch cushion and I went and cleaned up and I was like, oh my god, did I pee? Like, is this what it's going to be like all the time? I was so scared. But then I remember thinking, like, I want this to happen again. Like, it felt so good. I just remember thinking, I want this to happen again. Two, do you squirt every time you orgasm? Do you orgasm every time you squirt? Has the frequency that you squirt versus don't squirt changed over the years? So, the answer to those first two is a no. So, sometimes I have clitoral orgasms, which are a little bit different. I will stimulate the clit with a lot of pressure, and that will result in an orgasm. But sometimes I do have squirting orgasms. But no, every time I squirt is not an orgasm. Sometimes it just happens, and it feels amazing every single time it happens, but it's not the, like, total full release of an orgasm, if that makes sense. And then as for the frequency that I do versus don't squirt, after that first time squirting that I told you guys about, I didn't really do it much because I was afraid of it. So I would just have mainly clitoral orgasms. But recently, I've been less self-conscious about having squirting orgasms because I live alone now and I'm able to be relaxed enough during my time alone that I am able to just let go to allow that to happen. Whereas before, it wasn't really like that because I was usually worried about like a sibling or a roommate or someone finding me or me having to hide the fact that I've been squirting like wet sheets and towels and stuff like that. Three is squirting something within your control, or does it sneak up on you and surprise you? So squirting, the first time it was not in my control, and when I started doing it again, it wasn't really in my control either. But now I'm at the point that I do it so much that I kind of can control it. Like, I can't just say, okay, I'm going to squirt now, boom, here it is. But I can stimulate myself enough and build up that pressure. And once it's built up enough, I can kind of release and let go and allow for the squirting to happen. And I can tell when it's going to happen. Like if I wanted to right now, I could start going again and build that pressure and then just release my muscles and make a squirt happen. Sometimes it does sneak up on me and surprise me. And usually when it does that, it feels the best for me. Because, I mean, when I'm squirting and it's kind of planned out, like I want to squirt, so I do it, it still feels amazing. And sometimes it's great to just give that to myself. But when it sneaks up on me, that's when it's the best. And it kind of fuels the fire even more, if that makes sense. Four, how does a squirting for me, a squirting orgasm feels as though I'm releasing a lot of pressure. Imagine having a balloon blown up inside you and that you don't know is there. Like, it's this balloon inside you and you don't really know it's there. But as soon as it's deflated a little bit and you squirt, you feel this instant sense of relief. I don't know. Like a little bit of this agonizing pressure that you just always carry around with you is just released. That's kind of what it feels like. And then energy into myself. So when I squirt, it's like I'm releasing it outside of me. And then when I don't squirt, the orgasm feels like the tension is released, but it's dispersed throughout my body, if that makes sense. Five. What methods make it most likely that you will squirt? So I've kind of talked about one already, I'm most likely to squirt if I'm resting on my stomach. I haven't been able to really do it in any other position. And I'm not really able to squirt with a partner. So, I don't know. I just haven't been relaxed enough to do it. So, being alone, being very relaxed, very aroused, and resting on my stomach, putting a lot of stimulation and pressure onto the clit with my fingers and maybe grinding my hips, that's almost guaranteed to make me squirt. 6, please describe your best experience squirting. I'd have to say that my best experience with it was when it actually wasn't long ago, maybe like a year ago. I was at home and I was watching some porn, and I was in my favorite position, and I don't know what it was that got me to this level of being aroused. I don't even remember what I was watching, but I saw something that just made me instantly excited, and in that moment, it's like I just kind of let go of myself, and I squirted, and I squirted, and I squirted, and it went on for like a minute and a half, and my bed sheets were soaked in the spot that I was laying in, but it felt absolutely wonderful. And all of my best experiences with squirting have kind of been like that. Like, it takes me by surprise, and it just goes and goes and goes. I hope that you guys enjoyed listening to this. I really enjoyed these questions. I was really hoping that someone would come up with something like this. I was kind of waiting to talk about squirting, but I didn't know how I would do it, and answering these questions was a great way to articulate those thoughts. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Bye.